Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com, author of the Prayer Prescription Series and creator of Kate Loving's Prayer Podcast. My guest today is Marnie McCritikus, author of Hop, Skip, Jump, 75 Ways to Playfully Manifest a Meaningful Life. Now, Marnie isn't here yet, and so I'm going to talk about the book until she arrives. The book is really cool. It's called Hop, Skip, and Jump, 75 Ways to Playfully Manifest a Meaningful Life. And the cool thing about it is that it's calling all of us who read it or who are drawn to this book to play. And I was really drawn to the concept. Now, there is a whole section for hop, and there's a whole section for skip, and there's a whole section for jump, and it's really interesting to how she incorporates play into every one of these wonderful sections that lead us into creating time and timelessness and expanding time. We are not hassled by the beliefs that we may have, especially the beliefs we may have about being an adult and being serious, and as opposed to having children and dogs and cats in our lives and being playful. There's no reason to have these separations in our life when it comes to having joy and play. And I was thinking, too, that play probably can be equated to joy. I know that when I get into a more playful mood, which after reading this book, I'm going to be more playful instead of this deadly serious. Sometimes I become deadly serious, especially when I read the news. It's time to stop reading the news is my lesson there. Deadly seriousness in the middle of winter is one. Deadly serious when I think about all the suffering in the world. And how can we help when we're feeling deadly serious? And actually the answer there is that we cannot help. So, yeah, I was really drawn to joy, play and joy. And when you get up and move around and maybe skip rope or dance, play a musical instrument, go outside with your dog, play ball with the dog, and just live in that moment with that beautiful creature. Or if you have children, now at my age, we've we're about to have a grandchild, but when you have children around and really focus in on the children and how much they are drawn to play and how much they are my feeling about the whole thing. Play is not something, however, that we need to relegate to children or to dogs or to certain things. But play is an inside thing. We can actually be playful with, since I'm a nurse for many, many years, I can be playful with my patients. As soon as I adapt a more playful attitude towards my patients, it is really, really a whole different experience too. Even if I'm trying to teach my patients what they can expect when they go home after being with us and birthing beautiful little babies. I mean, there's nothing more playful than a little baby, how they look at you and how they respond lovingly to you. So even when I adapt a playful attitude to my patients, they respond, and we have a lot of laughs, laughing. Laughing is another one. We probably don't laugh enough. I was going to have her talk to us about one, she calls it the O acronym, one hunger. One hunger is something that, for her, it's playfulness. One hunger, that's the acronym for play. Her main thing is playfulness. And I think that adapting that beautiful attitude of play can set the stage for real creativity. And also another thing she talks quite a bit about is doodling. I thought a really neat exercise that I haven't tried yet, but every day when I journal, to doodle what my mood is. What is my mood in any given moment? And to doodle that and to trace the doodles over a period of time to see what the evolution of the doodles are. Evolution of doodles, that's so cool. And she talks about smiley faces and also taking crayons and creating things that you might consider to be ugly. She created something that she thought was ugly, and she was going to toss it out, but it was the one thing that changed her life and put her in a different path. So don't make judgments about something being good or bad or beautiful or ugly, because I think that we may close our two guidance, inner guidance. And she talks about the sparkle list. It's a cool example of mind, body, spirit, and health that you create just a few things that you will do every day for your health, for your mind, for your body, and for your spirit. And when you complete those things, you can move on and create other sparkle lists. This is a playful way to go about self-help, self-care, taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself. Sparkle list. I was going to ask her about, I would think that if you're a type A personality, that you might just put too much on that list and burn out, which is what type A personalities tend to just go overboard with whatever it is that they are instructed to do or led to do or guided to do. But I can see making simple sparkle lists and create, get out your crayons and embellish the list. I guess for your health, you could write down, you know, brush and floss today, and then create more visions for your health, for your optimal health, you know. Walking around the block and then walking around the block twice, or going to the park and walking a mile and then walking 2 miles, and kind of building up so that your health is supported by your sparkle list. And of course, whenever you're taking care of your health and your body, it feeds into your mind and it feeds into your spirit. The mind, body, and spirit are not separate. And all of these things weave in and out together. I would think that Marty McCritticus is considered to be a real thinker in her genre, which is the self-help genre. They call it the, the self-help genre. But her, the way that you can get a hold of her is through Artella Land, ArtellaLand.com. Artella Land. She also has a Facebook page, Hop, Skip, Jump Book. And the book is something that could be a guidance for play. We need to play, and this book can lead us into thinking about play every day instead of every so often. I was going to ask her, how can we deal with what could be termed a dread something? How can we deal with dread and turn it around and make it fun? And she also talked about turning doubt into a dare. If I'm doubting something, then I would dare myself. If I actually doubt that I can do 365 podcasts this year, then I would dare myself to do it. If I actually doubt that I would be able to write my mother's memoir, which I kind of do doubt, I would dare myself to write my mother's memoir. And one of the ways I can do that would be to ask all of her friends who are still living and my siblings to give me little vignettes of her. Really cool things about my mother. She was a revolutionary. She noticed that the word love is in that word, spelled backwards. She challenged people's thinking, and she was extremely articulate, and she was a brilliant, uneducated person. She didn't go to college, which in this day and age, I think the more education you do have, and I kind of don't want to bite myself on this one, but the more education you have, you sort of lose your common sense. Writing my mother's memoir, so I dare myself to do this. I dare myself to do it. I did one simple task where I took out Natalie Goldberg's book on memoir, and I have written quite a bit on my mother's memoir, so I've kind of spread it out in my writing room, and I look at it every day. So to me, that is extremely cool to just look at this. It's almost like putting it on a vision board, which I did make a vision board, which is really fun to do, but I didn't put writing my mother's memoir because I didn't want the vision board to be like another list. I wanted it to be a kind of a creative vision for me. It was a creative vision for cycles. I found a really great American Indian calendar, and in there they had the full moon for each month of the year. And I took those pages of the beautiful full moon for every month and spread that out on the vision board, and then embellished it with really cool sayings. To me, cycles and going forth from one full moon to the next is really touching and very beautiful to me. It speaks of nature, and in these pictures of the full moons, they would have nature scenes and birds and beautiful coyotes and wolves. So to me, that was that is my vision for the next year. My vision board includes moon cycles and evolutionary movements that cyclic and also ebb and flow, and the moon is somewhat tied to female rhythms. So there you have it, everybody. Marnie must, I did look on my email to see where if there's been some communication with me. I hope that we can do this again with her. I think she might, something must have happened. I hope she's okay. That's the basic thing that I really hope for. Say peace on earth, goodwill to all. Bye-bye.